After injuring his hands, Philadelphia jazz pianist Jimmy Amodei stopped playing for decades. But as WRTI's Susan Lewis reports, a CD released this year documents his return to the concert stage, playing live at the Philadelphia Museum of Art.
Jimmy Amodei had a successful career and played up to 80 hours a week, but one night his fingers collapsed. Unable to play despite multiple surgeries, he taught jazz, he wrote books on jazz harmony and improvisation, and he practiced in his head.
One of the tunes that I sung to myself for 40 years was "Here's That Rainy Day."
When he was nearly 60, he decided to try to play again, despite the pain and effort involved.
What I tried to do was get up to play the piano 5 minutes a day. But I started 1 minute a day for a year, then 3 minutes a day for another year. And then it took me 5 years to get up to 12 minutes a day.
Recording in hour-and-a-half sessions, each followed by 6 months to heal, he made 8 albums over 15 years. Then came the idea of a live concert.
And I said, well, what I think we should do is bite the bullet and try it. You book me the concert, and the deal is this. God, once I start playing, I'm not going to stop. Music is really life. When I teach a student, I teach him about life through music.
Jimmy Amodei and his trio played a 77-minute concert at the Philadelphia Museum of Art on October 14, 2011. Although he hasn't performed since, the concert is now available on CD.
Everything you hear on WRTI is made possible by members. Please join today.